This is The Bird Show.
So my wife and I have been having this debate about babysitters with our 3.5-year-old since he was like 6 months old. And because my wife was a teenage babysitter back in the day, she feels like it's perfectly fine to have a teenager watch our child. And I have stood my ground on this one, and I have planted in firmly on it, and I will not give.
Did you never babysit?
I did.
You did babysit, but you wouldn't
trust
you.
Part of the reason why I'm saying that teenage babysitters aren't responsible is because I was watching TV.
Hey, Chip, come over here. Have you ever seen a stoned 4-year-old?
Blowing smoke in the kid's face. Here is what I would like to do, and I know that it's not fair, okay? I could do this one of two ways. I could take calls on both why teenage babysitters are fine and calls on why you should stay away from them. I'm not looking for that. I am looking for shock treatment for my wife because I will not budge. I'm not even open to the debate of having a teenager watch our child. I am closed, closed, closed.
You're robbing Hayden of the opportunity to have a crush on a teenage babysitter. Angela Bass.
He'll get that somewhere
Columbia,
else.
Tennessee. My brother had the huge, biggest crush on Angela Bass. She took good care of him.
Dude, remember Lisa Watson? I didn't. So did her.
Yeah, she doesn't.
He's not even going to remember.
I'm still friends with my babysitter.
Of course you are. It's the potential.
Because that's the Hobbyville.
Right. It is the potential that something can go wrong with the teenage babysitter, and they are not equipped, mature-wise, to take care of your kid.
They take classes on that, dude.
No, man.
No, they don't.
Come on.
Yes,
9/10 of the teenage babysitters aren't doing that.
Truman Show land.
No, they take classes. There's babysitter courses. I took CPR.
Look,
there's a babysitter's club that will certify you.
90% of the teenagers don't do that.
Just because I was
here's how babysitting happened in our neighborhood. Hey, Dollar, you going anywhere this afternoon? All right, make sure Josh doesn't set himself on fire. It's not like, can I see your CPR card?
There might be teenagers that are taking those classes, but 90% of the teenagers that are watching your kids have not taken those classes. So what I am looking for is support in my debate with my wife. I want to hear stories.
This is one-sided.
It is totally and completely one-sided.
Okay.
All right? I am looking for stories of how the teenage babysitter totally screwed up her responsibilities. Because things can happen too fast. Too fast. I mean, with a child, things can go wrong in a millisecond, and a 14-year-old, I believe a 15-year-old, is not equipped to deal with that situation. My wife does not believe that's the case. She was a great babysitter. She's just like Jen Hobby here.
Well, of course she was.
Nothing ever went wrong.
Everybody thinks she was a great, you know, like I'm sure Jen thinks she was the perfect babysitter when she had kids. But you know what? Nothing went wrong. But you don't know how you would have reacted if that kid tumbled, you know, well, you would have had your CPR card and your emergency numbers on the laminate around your neck. But
I babysat, nothing happened. Two little boys, and they survived. The parents came home, and they're still alive, and I felt that was a badge of honor if I didn't babysit again because kids freaked me out.
A little late to be finding out then.
Hey, but I wasn't 14. I was more like 17. So
we had the girl that lives next door to us, Dana, watch Hayden a couple of different times. She's, at that point, I think she was 16 or 17 years old, but her mom was literally 50 feet away. Mm-hmm. And I was still not comfortable with that because even having the parents that close, things can go wrong so fast. So I have really kind of put my foot down. And when this issue came up on Desperate Housewives, we started the debate yet again this weekend. And I just want stories from people that I can compile this tape and I can actually play it for my wife so it never, ever, ever comes up again because I will not allow it.
So if you're a parent who's got a 16-year-old neighbor who has watched your kid 10 times and nothing's going wrong and she actually cleans the house while you're out and sometimes even makes a ziti and leaves it in the oven for you, no calls. But if you had a 16-year-old watch the house and during the course of that they burned down the garage, the kid locked himself in the bathroom with the tub running, and she accidentally gave him adult medicine instead of kid medicine, call
That's Bert. What we're looking for. Good morning, Alicia. You're on the Bert Show. Hi.
Hey, my sister got pregnant when she was 15 while she was babysitting.
By the kid she was babysitting?
No.
That was my thought.
No, but the kids were there when she got pregnant.
Well, who did she get pregnant by?
Well, her husband now, but he was 19 and she was 15, and
She had a boy come over while she was babysitting.
She had a boy come over, gotcha. And she, did the nasty and got pregnant.
All right, got pregnant while she was supposed to be watching the kid.
While babysitting, she was supposed to be watching the kid.
Now the kids are alive, right? The kids survived.
Not only
did they suffer any sort of long-term
problems
from that?
Not only were the kids that she was watching healthy, but she brought a new life into the world.
What is so wrong with that?
So far, Bert, your theory sucks. Next.
0-1.
Good morning, Jenny. You're on the Bert Show. Hi. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, you're on the Voice Disguiser. Go ahead.
I used to go into their liquor cabinet and drink their alcohol when I was babysitting.
Now, let me ask you a question, Jenny. Did you ever give the alcohol to the kids you were babysitting?
No, I did not go that far.
Bert, don't be ridiculous. Were they?
0-2, Bert. You have yet to prove
it. Were the kids still alive when the parents got home?
Yes.
All right.
How many kids were you watching?
What is wrong with that?
And how old were they?
It wasn't just one set of kids. I mean, like, we would babysit for the whole neighborhood, so.
How many kids died under your watch?
No kids died under my watch.
Right. Did anybody break anything?
No. Uh-huh.
They were multitasking, Bert. They were having a keg party and babysitting the neighborhood kids at the same time.
How many kids are you talking about babysitting at the same time?
Normally it was just one family, so if they had two kids, then two kids. I mean, if they only had one, then, it wasn't like we had, like, five families.
Did you ever get busted for drinking their alcohol?
No.
Did the parents come home drunker than you?
That's happened more than once, yes.
Yes. No, my experience was that the parents would come home wasted.
Well, that's the reason why you have a babysitter there, somebody sober that can be with your kids. So while you come stumbling in, they spend the night. Things are fun.
I was a teenager. They still had to drive me home.
Yeah, my concern is I don't want anybody who can't drive watching my kids, because they're going to have to drive. If I have kids and I'm going out, I'm not planning on driving anybody when I get home. So there you go. Drive yourself home. Have a nice day.
Get on your bike. See you later.
Yeah. Hey, Sonia.
Hey.
Why is it a good
I have a perfect reason why you should not get a teenage babysitter.
All right.
I got one from down the street. The mother was literally 50 feet away. Fortunately, I came home early to find that the babysitter locked herself out of the house with my 2-year-old upstairs, still awake, in her bedroom.
What was he doing?
I don't know. She was just out in the car.
What was your kid doing upstairs?
Oh, just up awake reading her or playing with her games and sitting up in bed.
Was he still alive?
He wasn't cutting himself or anything?
Unfortunately not, but you never know.
So the line of acceptance is, if the kid lives, then...
What is she doing today?
Well, she's in school right now.
Is she smart?
Yes.
Okay. Did she hurt herself? Did she impale anything? Did she break anything?
No, I guess it was too much to ask that the babysitter stay in the house. So
How old was the babysitter?
17.
All right.
Bert, to answer your question, for me as a babysitter, yes, it is a very important detail that the fact that the child is still alive when the parents get
home. That's the only detail for you
for
guys.
Me,
so
that's
long
right.
as the baby is still
See,
alive.
We are 0-4.
Yep.
Hey, Jolly, good morning. You're on the Bert Show.
I got you, Bert. Okay, you ready?
All right.
Brace yourself, all right? I had a 2-year-old, okay? I had a 15-year-old kid vouched for by every person known to man, okay? Everyone was singing the little girl's praises, all right? I only had to go somewhere from 7 o'clock to 10 o'clock, 7 o'clock to 10 o'clock. This little girl, 15 years old, for a 7 o'clock to 10 o'clock job, she brings vodka to my house, and not only takes of it herself, but gives so much to my child that my child becomes unconscious. She had to call the paramedics, and when I got home, I was arrested for child neglect.
No way. How old is your child?
2. She was 2 at the time.
Oh, my
God.
Did
she come through okay?
Not fun anymore.
Is she okay?
No.
She's not?
She got blood alcohol poisoning.
But
she still has to go to the hospital regularly.
Really?
Is that right?
Absolutely. Oh. She gave my, it was so much, it was like, it's not water. You know what I mean? You don't drink that much yourself. Why would you give a 2-year-old that much?
Right.
And how old was the sitter?
A 15-year-old.
15.
Surely she's been drinking long enough. She brought the liquor herself.
Yeah.
Surely she could pay attention to the amount.
Unbelievable. Oh, now, did you end up like.
I tell everyone I know on the street. I tell everyone I know, don't ever hire a child to watch your children. It's unfair because this little girl, she looks at me like she's so sad. I'm so sad I did this to you, and I'm supposed to feel bad for her because she's still a kid.
Don't ever do it to them.
I'm wondering,
they have no idea what to do in case of emergency.
Like, legally, that wasn't even an emergency. But, I mean, it turned into an emergency. But legally, like, can you even do anything about it? I mean, here, you hired the person. So, legally, you can't even, like, sue a minor like that.
Right now, I'm still trying to. I still have to go to parenting classes, you know, to maintain custody of my own child. Okay? Because the court found that it was so absurd for me as an adult to hire a 15-year-old. Like, what were you thinking, ma'am? I'll never think it again.
Yeah.
And I encourage no one else to think it again.
And this is the only call I have to play for Stacey is right there. Hey, Sarah, good morning. You're on The Burt Show.
Hi. I was calling to let you know that kids do not need to babysit for the simple fact that my brother was being watched by a 15-year-old girl and caught the house on fire.
Oh, good God. How old was the teen babysitter?
She was 15.
15 years old. They're just not equipped. I mean, they're just so young. Like, to put the most precious thing in your life in the hands of a teenager, man, I know it's been done a trillion times over the course of history, but I just can't do it. I just absolutely can't do it. And there are very few things in my house that I won't bend on, but this is one that I just absolutely refuse to bend on. And that's the end of that speech.
And thank you for that call.
So there you have
it. You're welcome. House on fire, burnt on a soapbox.
So there you have
it. Bye-bye.
This is The Burt Show.